Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the fifth quarter with analysis, game stars, all-access locker room interviews, and more. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Ethan Rourke with three receivers left, two to the right, and Butler to his right in the backfield. Rourke takes a shotgun snap and looks left all the way to the end zone. Jump ball! Good coverage by Milligan. As he was there, the pass intended for Javon Kadoy went back to the well again. The yard line, Riders down 3-0, going right to left in this opening quarter. And Cody's going up top, and that one, oh, what a catch! That was Kian Schaefer-Baker, and baby, that was a beauty. Here's the hold by Bedvick, and Lothar puts it through. With 1 second to go. You got Morrow motioning back into the backfield. Second and 10, Riders from their 11. Cody with time, and now Cody ducks out. What a Houdini move! And Cody's going to take off and get a first down. Here's Rourke dropping a pass. Here comes the rush. He's hit as he throws. The ball's on the ground. I think it's a fumble. Sankey's on it. We'll get word from the official, but the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have turned the football over. Great job, and I'm not sure if that was Marino. We'll call that a strip sack. I'll make up my own stats. I don't care. Cody works from the pistol here with Morrow over his left, and he's going to, well, I don't know what happened there, but Cody makes something out of nothing, and that something is a Saskatchewan Rough Riders touchdown. So the Riders, 9-3, they lead in the second quarter. Here's Rourke under pressure, and Rourke's going to be sacked. Darnell Sankey busting through is now 12-3. Riders, 12-3 the lead. They're going downtown on the right sideline, and it's caught. That's Rhymes on Onyeka. Feeds him his lunch down inside the 5-yard line. And Rourke looking to his left. Rourke throws to the end zone. That one is caught for the touchdown. Who else? Brian Burnham.
Yeah. Well, it's a mismatch. You got Burnham on the youngster.
Here's a shotgun for O'Connor. Here comes a rush to the backside. And he got absolutely tattooed. And coming off the back end there for the Rough Riders was Nick Daly.
Yeah.
Nick Daly fighting for a roster spot. He knows it's his last chance. And the hometown boy rocks Michael O'Connor to the right. And Dolagala takes a shotgun snap. Here comes the rush. Feels it. Throws down the middle. That is picked off. Intercepted at the goal line. And this one is coming back down the right sideline. Good job by the BC Lions. And O'Connor throwing off his back foot. Flicks it to the end zone. Caught for the BC Lions. Touchdown.
This is a great throw by O'Connor. Gets outside the pocket, keeps his eyes downfield.
In the ballgame, low snap for Dolagala. Bends down to take it, throws out here. It's caught for McInnes, and that's a touchdown, Saskatchewan!
Nation. The battle is over. Now we're breaking down the game. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Welcome back to BC Place. Wanted to let you know that our post-game rewind is brought to you by Prairie Gun Traders in Avonlea for all your hunting and shooting needs. Visit prairieguntraders.ca. Luke Molitor, our color commentator on the Rough Rider Radio Network. Give me your assessment on what you saw here.
Well, like our friend Hillbilly PhD on Twitter said, it was time to separate the wheat from the chaff. And I hope I got that right. But today was good. I thought a lot of guys made steps. We saw some better play out of the right tackle position. But I do think that this team has a number of hard decisions coming up here over the next couple nights. This part of the business is never fun for anybody. As I said earlier on in the pregame, you know, right away guys are going to be thinking, hey, did I do enough?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's going to be a solemn ride home despite everybody playing a little bit better. But, again, that's to be expected in this game. But I like the pace. I think that the offense started to pick up a lot of momentum when it came to the ones, right, like Cody's group, and they looked good. I wish
they won the first half.
Yeah, we would have loved to see them a little bit more, but I think there was some good evaluation film for the coaches to pour over here.
Were you surprised we didn't see more of Cody Fajardo in the first half offense?
Yeah, I was actually. But again, I think that that was more indicative of the competition that they had between Dolgala and Mason Fine.
Yeah.
And I think still, despite Dolgala throwing a pick, I think it's still not a clear cut who's going to be the number two QB. I think that Mason Fine may have a small step in front of him, but again, you got to see the film, right?
So let me ask you, do you need two quarterbacks to win a championship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Are you comfortable with who we got as our backup quarterback to win a championship if something happens with Cody?
Well, here's the thing. I think that the quarterback situation is a lot like the rest of the situation on this team. I think that this team is going to be solid with the starters, but I don't think there's a ton of depth, unless you're talking about the wide receiver position, maybe the linebacker position.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, you got to stay healthy. That'll give this team probably the best shot to get to the Grey Cup that's being hosted in Saskatchewan. Mm. Other than that, it's going to be, I'm excited. We're rolling, man. The bullets get real next week.
All right, man. I'll let you go downstairs.
All right, brother. I'll let you know.
Well, talk to you in a bit there. Hopefully I find my way to you. If not, I'll catch a ride there. All right. When we come back, we'll have more of the fifth quarter postgame show. We're coming to you live from the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth. Best in the bidding business. McDougalAuction.com. Our final score here from BC on the Quality Tire Scoreboard. Lions 20, Rough Riders 18. We'll be back with more on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
TA Today.
From locker room interviews to the coaches' comments, this is your all-access post-game pass. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Welcome back to BC, a BC place where the Saskatchewan Rough Riders closed their preseason out 20-18, a loss to the BC Lions. They are 0-2 on the preseason, not that you care. And the BC Lions finish at 1-1. Of course, the Rough Riders have a couple of days, I think, to get down to their roster for the upcoming season. Some tough decisions to make. We came into this game. Hey, where would we find that 7th Canadian? Could they find it on the offensive line with like a Jamal Campbell type? Could they find it in the secondary with the Nelson Lacombo who played well? I don't know. Like, I'm looking at this roster. Sam Emelis had a decent game. I mean, he didn't blow the doors off anybody, but he had a couple of catches. And if I'm looking at it in the interim, you got to go with, in my opinion, Sam Emelis to take that spot vacated by Kyron Moore because of the injury. I know there are a couple of good American receivers out there. If not, I'm not sure where you find that next Canadian. Receiver or 7th Canadian, pardon me, because you got Dan Clark, you got Evan Johnson, you got Logan Ferland, that's 3. You got Kian Schaefer Baker, that's 4. You got Justin McInnes, that's 5. And you got Mike Edom, that's 6. So that is the big question. Where is the 7th Canadian going to come? I don't think it'll be Charbel DeBeer. I think they're going to go 2 tackles, 2 American defensive tackles. Micah Tights isn't in the lineup right now because he's got the groin injury. So very, very interesting times for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. If you're just looking at the scoring summary quickly here for the Rough Riders, they got their touchdowns from Cody Fajardo on a 1-yard touchdown run. The Riders led at halftime 12-10. And they also got a touchdown as Justin McInnes leaks out into the flats going the same way in that same end zone. A little 5-yard catch from Jake Dolagala, who had a touchdown and one not real good interception near the goal line, but he did respond with that touchdown pass to Justin McInnes. And so those are the touchdowns scored by your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. A couple of field goals in the game, and they missed a couple of extra points, too. How about Nathan Rourke? He had a great first half. I know he had 145 yards passing and a touchdown. touchdown pass to Brian Burnham. He looked real good out there. And I thought Michael O'Connor played well, too. Threw a touchdown pass to Pearson in the corner of the end zone here to our broadcast right. And he looked pretty good, too, did Michael O'Connor. So that's good news for the British Columbia Lions as they try something that hasn't been done in a long time. Not one, but two Canadian quarterbacks, and then they've got Antonio Pipkin, too. I know it's like, okay, he's a quarterback, he's not a Canadian, but you know what? I'm all for promoting Canadians. But today, Nathan Rourke and Michael O'Connor take their birth certificate out of it. They did a great job throwing the football around, making all types of throws in this game. And Cody had a great game for the Rough Riders. Actually, to be honest with you, all three quarterbacks had their moments for the Rough Riders, and the two quarterbacks for the Lions, obviously, as I just talked about, had their moments too. We are still going to go down to the locker room and talk with Luke Mulder as soon as we get set up. We have him down there right now. Okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break and come back with the coaches' comments and our game stars. This is the fifth quarter postgame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
The Riders play here. Saskatchewan Sports Radio, The Source, 620 CKRM.
Welcome back to BC Place. Riders lose 20-18 to put the wraps on this silly season. Not silly for the players. They're trying to make this football team and continue their professional football career and get ready for a big season for the Rough Riders. Time now for our coach's comment for KFC. Take the game to the next level with KFC. Try their famous chicken sandwich, hot and crispy in classic or spicy. KFC, it's finger-licking good. We're talking to one of the most media-accessible coaches maybe anywhere in pro sports. That'd be Craig Diggetts down in the dressing room. Coach, just your thoughts on this game tonight against the BC Lions.
Yeah, well, I would have liked to have won the game, Michael, but the main thing was we got through it relatively healthy, and we had a chance to really play a lot of guys. So that's the goal, and it gives us some good film to evaluate, and we'll see what it looks like.
All right. First of all, I want to apologize to our listeners. We have a little bit of a wonky line, not coach's fault, not my fault. We'll try to just power through this. Coach, so in terms of your quarterbacks, just get a comment from you on all three. I thought they all had their moments.
Yeah, I did too. Cody, I thought, looked sharp. You know, we wanted to give him a full half, but I felt like he did good enough there in that in that first quarter that we could move on and take a look at the other two. So we'll look at the film, but I thought for the most part they took care of the football. They commanded the huddle. There's no time count penalties, so it gives us something to work with.
You know what? Kind of a subplot. You look at some of these local guys on the BC side. How about on the Rider side? Nick Daly had a pretty good game. I thought he looked good.
Yeah, he was playing like his hair was on fire, that guy. And, you know, he's had a good camp, Michael, and he's just gotten better and better each day. So I think Nick showed he belongs today. He did enough to certainly probably give him a spot on the team.
Coach, of course, you got to look at the film, and you got a late night ahead, so I don't expect any answers here. But one of the things Luke and I were talking about before the game and throughout the game is where would the seventh Canadian starter come from? Did that come any clearer to you here tonight, do you think?
No, it didn't. We're going to have to look hard. You know, there's a couple of options. We feel like we got some good guys in the secondary. We got Charbel up front. So, but that's going to be a tough one. We also feel like if we have to, we could dress three Canadian receivers. So we've got some options, but that's going to be something we're going to have to sit down and think about long and hard.
How did the big boy Taron Vaughn look there? First of all, did he get through unscathed? And were you pretty happy with him coming back after a year off?
Yeah, I didn't notice him. So anytime you don't notice an old lineman, that's probably good. Yeah. I thought Nate Rogers played a lot better.
Yeah, I did too.
The right tackle.
Yeah.
You know, he took it to heart. He needed to do a better job. So, you know, we'll look at the film again, but I felt like there was a lot of good things to build off of. And we'll have to just get our team picked, and hopefully we don't see a lot of guys come in for treatment tomorrow. We feel like we're relatively healthy coming out of this game, which is a major plus in terms of our goals in the preseason.
Okay, lastly, Coach, sure love what I saw from 53 Sankey, your big offseason signing, or one of them. He looked pretty good today.
Yeah, he's a real dude, that guy. He's into football 100%, and you never have to worry about him in terms of his preparation or his attention to detail. He's a really good football player, and We're lucky to have him. He's a good one.
Coach, see you on the bus. Thanks.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, that's Coach Craig Dickinson for KFC. We'll be back with our Game Stars and hopefully catch up with him and maybe get this line sorted out. This is the Fifth Quarter Postgame Show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
On Instagram. Is over. Now we're breaking down the game. The Fifth Quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Time now for our Game Star selections, and it's brought to you by Johnson's Grain. For all your grain marketing and crop input needs, visit johnsonsgrain.com. Now write these Game Stars down and be listening to the Sports Cage Radio Roundtable with Daniela Ponticelli for your chance to win a special Blend by Weiser's gift pack. And our offensive and defensive Game Stars chosen by Luke and I in this final preseason game, we went with Justin McInnes on offense, had a touchdown, and we believe if he can stay healthy, and coach has said in the past, he's wound a little tight. He's got to take care of his body, make sure he's stretching and everything like that. If he can stay healthy, we believe he's going to be a matchup nightmare this year, and he is our offensive Game Star. And our defensive Game Star, we went with Nick Daly. He had a quarterback sack in this game, couple of tackles. He was flying around out there, like coach said, playing with his hair on fire. So we do have our Game Stars. Let's head down. I believe it's Justin McInnes, if I'm not mistaken, our offensive Game Star. Go ahead, Justin, your thoughts on the game, man. A touchdown grab, and like Luke and I mentioned, we feel like you could be ready to burst out this year.
No, absolutely. I mean, I worked really hard this offseason, so, you know, to get in the end zone after 3 years was definitely really exciting.
Yeah, no kidding. I never even thought about that. Just talk about your offseason and you know, what was the mindset there in terms of committing to maybe a better Justin McInnes this year?
You know, I had a lot of things come up early in my career with the baby and everything, kind of just, you know, getting my mind back focused on making sure I don't get injured, getting my body back healthy, and just, you know, competing every day to make myself better.
Yeah. Justin, you came in with Braden Lenius, and Braden Lenius had a big year, came in leaner, and obviously earned that contract with the Atlanta Falcons. How much did your friendship with him and what he did inspire you too, that, hey, if he can do this, I can do this, and this is a huge year for me?
No, for sure. Shout out to Braden. Hope he's doing his thing down there and balling. But yeah, we came in together. We were roommates our rookie year, and I came in hurt, and he got hurt the first day. So, I mean, we built a friendship there. But yeah, like you said, you know, he had a big year, so I'm trying to do the same thing, repeat it, and hopefully get my shot back down south.
Yeah, and we were talking about this, man. We just alluded to, back in the day, the Riders had Andy Fantuz and Weston Dressler, and a guy by the name of Chris Getzlaf. He would get the threes, and he would clean up because he was just so much more talented than the threes. And is that kind of how you feel, like you can be a mismatch nightmare given the right situation in this offense?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I find I use my body well. I know how to box people out and, you know, use my size to my advantage. But we know Cody and I are going to continue to build that chemistry, get more comfortable with each other throughout the year, and hopefully put up more points.
Absolutely, man. Well, thanks for your time, Justin. Really appreciate it. Congratulations on being on our offensive Game Star. As you pointed out, finding the end zone for the first time in 3 years.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Looking forward to more of that from number 18 for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Do we have the defensive Game Star? We don't yet? Okay, so we'll wait to get a hold of Nick Daly. I know he'll be really pumped to talk to us. One of the best defensive ends to come out of Regina locally, playing RMF football, then high school football, was with the Regina Rams, spent some time with the U of S Huskies, came out here and played BC junior football, so he's used to playing out here on the left coast, and comes back here and is flying around out there, like coach said, like his hair was on fire. Big quarterback sack early in that second half on Michael O'Connor. In fact, O'Connor's first possession, his second snap, and he got absolutely rocked from the backside by number 96, Nick Daly. He is our defensive Game Star. Now, as far as I know, the Rough Riders did get Don Hewitt's just texting me. He's the professor on our postgame show, and he'll be joined by Daniela Ponticelli and Wes Cates. I do believe the Rough Riders get some extra time here to decide on their cuts because of having the whole pre-season schedule shuffled around for them because of the CBA. And so I do believe they get an extra couple of days. I believe that was, you know, as you look at it, you had some of those teams had more practice time. So the Riders' perk was they get to have a little more time with the cutdowns. All right, let's head back downstairs and talk to our friend Nick Daly. How are you today, Nick?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. I'll tell you what. The coach said you played like your hair was on fire. What was your mentality coming into this game?
Just coming in and do my job every play, and that's about it, you know? The big plays come, they come, but they don't, they don't.
Yeah, they don't, they don't. But I'll tell you what, man. Did you look at this stint with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders as kind of make or break for you in terms of being a professional football player?
Nah, this ain't no stint. This is my hometown and everything. There's a little bit of pressure on me to make the team because you're from Regina and everything, but my goal is to be a professional football player no matter where it is, but I'm very happy to be here in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, what's it like to be a local kid putting on that green and white? You probably went to a few games as a young guy.
That's what I mean, man. It's crazy growing up and seeing all the boys go to camp and then wanting to be there and watching Mitch come here a little while ago from the Rams. Just wanted to be there, man, and end up here, so it's nice.
So talk about coming around the edge and sticking it right in the back of Michael O'Connor.
It's funny. I did that back in college, so it felt good.
Yeah, no kidding. It's almost like Can West action for you there.
That's what people were saying out there. It was funny.
Yeah, coming around the corner. And now a little bit of a nervous time for you, or how are you feeling? You think you did enough to make the team?
I tell myself, you just day by day, don't focus on anything you got to stress about. You know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Just live in the moment.
And so when you're playing here on the field in green and white, is there anybody in particular you're thinking about, a coach, a parent, a family member, anything like that?
Man, my dad, man. He's been the biggest inspiration to me my whole entire life, man. He's taken care of me since a child, and he's done everything possible to get me here, and my dad.
All right, man. Well, congratulations, Nick Daly. You're our defensive game star of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. That has a nice ring to it.
That sounds good. Thanks, Ballsy. It means a lot, man.
All right. That's Nick Daly downstairs in the locker room, and that'll do it for our downstairs portion of the postgame show brought to you by Johnson's Grain for all your grain marketing and crop input needs. Visit johnsonsgrain.com. We'll be back with more of the fifth quarter postgame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
7.
From locker room interviews to the coaches' comments, this is your all-access post-game pass. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Riders lose 20-18 to the BC Lions. Not the only preseason game tonight. Kind of an ugly affair. Montreal beat Ottawa 27-26. I think there were 5 interceptions, 3 off the arm of Vernon Adams. So you wonder how that's going to shake down in Montreal with Trevor Harris lurking. At Guelph, where the Argos held their training camp, they beat Hamilton 18-17. And the other game tonight saw the Calgary Stampeders demolish the Edmonton Elks 37-7. And like I said, our score here, 20-18, the Rough Riders losing to the BC Lions. They open up the season June 11th at home against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Lots of tickets available. Make sure you get your tickets for what's always great. The home opener, the Labor Day Classic, a home playoff game, and in this case this year, the home Grey Cup. Those are the games for sure you want to get to. We'll be back with more of the Cooperators, or the fifth quarter postgame show, rather, on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Youngs.ca.
From locker room interviews to the coaches' comments, this is your all-access post-game pass. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Most comprehensive CFL coverage right here on the Rough Rider Radio Network. Wherever you're listening today, we appreciate it. And a reminder, coming up, we got the Sports Cage Radio Roundtable emanating from our flagship station at the corner of 12th and Rose in downtown Regina, 620 CKRM. Daniela Ponticelli, Don Hewitt, the professor, and Wes Cates, a Plaza of Honor legend, will take your calls. Little brain cramp there. I was thinking about Wes Cates and what a great running back he was. Well, I watched number 20 today, Hickson, do his thing a little bit out there. This portion of the postgame show brought to you by Seedmaster, the wireless aid, your Sastel authorized dealer, Redhead Equipment, Western Ag Professional Agronomy, Bronc Beer, CAA Insurance, AgCo, and the TAP, Rough Riders. Getting ready to head out here and head home, and it's going to be a long night for the coaches. They got some decisions to make, as you heard from Coach Dickinson. Not sure who the 7th Canadian will be in terms of their starting spot. I would say Mason Fine, just based on his knowledge of the offense, probably the backup quarterback, but it's not that much of a stretch to say it could be Jake Dolagala, too. I don't know how comfortable you are in Rider Nation with those two guys being the backup in terms of, you know, going on a nice winning streak if Cody ever gets hurt. But, hey, I thought all three fared pretty well tonight in this losing cause, 20-18 to the BC Lions. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on this portion of the pregame show. We're coming to you from the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth. This is the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.